Springfield Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Any of the show you miss or you want to share our on-demand section sponsored by GunTech and Nixa. You can also capture us, listen to us, Spotify, iTunes, KSGF.com, the KSGF app. If you have a difficult time or you're not really sure where to find the app, and you happen to be out with us in the Friday Roadshow, we're going to have now, it's called a QR code. Some of you are probably familiar with it. QR codes for the longest time were somewhat, you probably have seen them. That's usually a square, and it looks like it's just got little designs in it. And the original idea years ago, a QR code, is that you would download an app that it was a QR code reader, and then you would read that code, and it would take you to a site, to a website. And the biggest obstacle I always felt to the QR codes was that you had to get people to download the reader for it. And QR codes weren't used quite enough for it to be the sort of thing that people would naturally download. Well, now phones, or I know at least iPhones, you don't have to download a QR code reader. All you do is you just open up your phone, and you don't even have to take a picture of it. You just, you know, as if you're going to take a picture of it, and then it, at the top of your screen, pulls down a little message that you tap, and it takes you then to whatever the site is. During the pandemic, a lot of restaurants switched to doing that for menus. And so it became the sort of thing that you didn't have to download the reader, and anybody who had a smartphone could use those QR codes. So that's sort of given them somewhat of a resurgence. Anyhow, point being is we have a QR code for the app, the KSGF app. And I printed it off, Sarah laminated it, and we're going to have it out with us when we're on location, specifically the Friday Roadshow at Scramblers, sponsored by Queen City Motors. And that way, all you have to do if you don't have the app on your phone is just open up your camera and you know, focus on that QR code as if you're going to take a picture of it, and then it'll give you access to a link so you can just automatically download it. So you don't have to search in your marketplace and you like you find a couple different KSGF apps and you don't know which one is the official one. It'll just make it much easier. So that's something we'll have starting tomorrow. State Senator Mike Moon's going to join us in just a couple of moments. First, Jason Reimer with the latest news update. First alert forecast sponsored by Hanson's Tree Service. Heat advisory through tonight. Sunny, hot. I have 96, heat index of 105, a slight chance of showers, thunderstorms overnight tonight down to 72. Chance of showers, thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 90, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday, a high of 85. It is 74, and now the latest traffic. So many of us, we knew what was coming. When we were told, when these mandates our government decided to take away, our liberties when it came to the freedom to, you know, travel about, to not put something on your body that you didn't want to, and we were told it was just for 2 weeks, flatten the curve. And there were so many of us who understand human nature and understand the human nature of people in power and understand history that it would not just be 2 weeks. And it would not just be when the, you know, flattening the curve, because once people in power recognize that they have the ability to control people, they don't want to let that go. We talked about it here on the show. We warned people, and I know many of you knew it, and there was pushback from people, primarily on the left. They won't do that. That's conspiracy theorists. And, of course, they're the first ones to justify it when they're proven to be wrong. We've gone from just a couple of weeks to flatten the curve to requiring papers, perhaps even to eat in a restaurant, to go out in public. This is how far we really, truly, we're just not a free country anymore. That is gone. There are a handful of state senators who have asked Governor Parson to call a special session so that this issue can be addressed, particularly when it comes to the issue of businesses that would discriminate against people who do not have a vaccine, even if they have antibodies, which more and more research is showing is from, you know, having COVID in the past is even more effective at preventing the, you know, a second round of COVID versus vaccines. As we see more and more research come out, some of it here in the States, some of it in other countries like Israel. State Senator Mike Moon is one of those senators who has asked Parson for that special session. I want to thank you for being with us this morning, and tell us a little bit about this, what your thoughts are, what it is that you see happening, and what you hope can be accomplished if there is a special session.
Good morning, Nick. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely.
My first thought goes to the doctrine of public accommodation. And if we look back in the history in the 1930s, before the war, we had folks down in Texas who didn't like Mexicans. In fact, they would, as I read, would post notes on their businesses saying, no Mexicans or dogs allowed. So it shows you how they really thought about them. Now go to the West Coast in San Francisco area, I believe, you had folks who were not very friendly to the Asians.
Right.
And they wouldn't do business with them either. And so what did these folks do? They didn't appeal to the government. They instead found those who were like-minded. Maybe it was their own nationality. Maybe it was just friends and others. And they co-opted groups and made coalitions with them and started doing business with each other. 80 years later, there's a company called Global Foods. You may have heard of that. It's a multi-billion-dollar multinational company, which resulted from one of those efforts. And if you fast-forward that to the 60s, when you say, well, these young men went to the lunch counter and they weren't served, it was wrong, I think, for them not to be served. But what did they do? They didn't do the same thing the Asians and the Mexicans did. They appealed to the government. And now look at what happened. Now, maybe some of those laws that were changed were proper. Should we deny someone based on the color of their skin or their nationality? I don't think so. But we need to be extremely careful when we beg to the government to say, help us. Because when you look at private property rights, do we want the government to dictate what we do with our own private property, or in these cases, private businesses? Do we want them to tell us what we can sell or what we can't sell? I really don't think we need to be getting in that area. Now, here's what makes it really tough, Nick. Mm-hmm. We are so accustomed to going to where we want, doing what we want, up until now at least, and having the freedom to do that. And your statement was poignant. We are no longer a free country. But I want to be extremely careful when we appeal to the government that we don't cut our own noses off to spite our face. Because when we tell the government, look, you cannot, you got to make sure these private businesses cannot tell me that I can't come in without a mask, or I can't come in without the papers that prove I've gotten the shot, because I deserve to be served by them. Well, actually, you don't. And some people are going to say, Moon, you're nuts. Well, do we want the government telling us we can't own guns? No, we don't, and they shouldn't. It's kind of the same argument. It's just two different things here. But it is the same argument. Now, here's the other part of this. I believe that the government should not be able to tell a private business what they can and cannot do. But how many truly private businesses do we have? We don't have very many, because most, if not all, of these businesses are taking government funds in some way or another. So when it comes down to that, yeah, I believe the government can say, because you are taking government funds, you have actually given up your autonomy to a degree, and you can or cannot do some of these things. So again, we need to be careful how we align ourselves by taking money or subsidies or whatever it might be, because we're putting ourselves into another basket, and then we can be dictated to do certain things. Some of these groups, I believe, if you're talking about medical professionals, perhaps, they may have, and some other companies may have, a case for breach of contract. And I don't know what contract was that you signed. Most of the jobs that I take, there's been no contract. So you have to talk to an attorney to see if you have any standing in that. But Nick, I really hurt for these people. I've been to four different health freedom rallies in the past couple of weeks, and we're in a serious situation where these medical professionals are being required to take this shot, the one that has not been fully tested, and one that has been rampant with a lot of adverse reactions. And I wouldn't do it, but here's the place they put that they're in. They're either going to have to take a shot, or they're going to have to say, "I'm not going to," and risk losing their job. And that's hard. I can't tell you what I would do if I were in their position. But tell me, what do you think about that? Am I wrong on the doctrine of public accommodation? Should the government be able to come in and just carte blanche tell any business owner, any private property owner, what they can and cannot do with their truly private business or property?
Well, let me ask you if this. We're talking with State Senator Mike Moon. What I'm hearing in your evaluation of this is that it isn't a, given the society and the country we live in today with public accommodations and so forth, that it isn't a one-size-fits-all, that perhaps we're looking at a mixed bag here when it comes to whether or not a private, you know, a business can force you either as an employee, an employer, or as a customer to be vaccinated. It depends on a couple of different factors. If you are just a private business and you don't take any government handouts, you don't take any government, you have no connection to the government other than what you're forced to by way of taxation and regulations, then as a private entity, you should be able to do what you want. However, if you do decide that you're going to be taking taxpayer dollars in some capacity, then you have opened yourself up to being told what you can do. And then also as employees, if you have contractual situations there, that could come into play as well. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, and I've talked to some legal experts, and I think there's an agreement there, but the court of public opinion says, no, they can't tell me that I have to do this. And I would, you know, as an individual, I would agree. But when you get down to the legal stuff, we're in a pickle. And honestly, I don't know what the answer is, except maybe go back to those examples in the 30s and say, you know what, we can do this ourselves. Yeah. I've heard of and met doctors who are now going to private practice because of these mandates that these health institutions are requiring of them, and people are flocking to them. So this could be a great change, especially in the medical field. Could it be in other business aspects? Probably. But again, it's not easy. It's going to take a lot of effort on our part. We're going to have to change the way that we have been doing business in the past, but can it be done so that we get out from under the heavy fisted hand of the government? I sure hope so.
Well, if I may, this is one of the reasons that, one, I like you as an elected official, but also like having you on, because you aren't the sort of person that says, okay, well, this is a side I'm on, so I'm going to justify and rationalize why it is that I believe this one thing, because that's the way that I want it to be. But instead, you are very thoughtful and you're intellectual about it, and you're looking at, you know, what's consistent, what's inconsistent when it comes to private property rights, the businesses, you know, and then, of course, you've got mixed in there public accommodation aspect of things that has evolved, if you will, some would say been misinterpreted out of you know, our constitutional interpretations. I wanted to throw one other thought at you, because it's something that I've thought of as I think these things through. And I don't know whether it necessarily plays into the quote right or the lack of a right to require people to prove that they've been vaccinated. But if that is something that, let's say that we do, and we say, all right, a business or an employer can require you to reveal whatever medical information they want you to reveal. Because if we're going to, you know, if we're going to be consistent and say, well, they can force you to reveal this, then why can't they force you to reveal any sort of medical information? Then really there is no medical privacy, right? Because medical privacy to me means that it's yours and nobody can have it unless you choose for them to have it, or you, you know, and other than your doctor, of course. But if we're going to say all of a sudden, anyone who owns a business or any employer can require that from you, then we don't have medical privacy.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point, and I believe that is a step too far, and it's all mixed together. I think if they're requiring you to do this, how are they going to know if you did or didn't unless you provide that documentation? And therein brings up another argument. Do you have to reveal it? I don't know what the legal end result will be there. And again, I hope some attorneys will chime in and help us clarify it. But at this point, there's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of gray in that, and I can't see through it for the fog.
All right. Well, I guess so. This special session, I suppose, it doesn't sound like Governor Parson is going to call one, or he doesn't plan on calling one, but I suppose if there was one, these are the sort of discussions that would occur. I wanted to ask your thoughts on comments that he made, and I'll play them for, then we'll have you any final words that you have. But I want to play these comments. He was introducing yesterday a new person tapped to run DNR, and he was asked by a reporter regarding masks and mask mandates and so forth. And he made a comment that immediately I've seen people posting on social media as a very, what they interpreted as a scary position for a governor to take.
Do you have any opinion on masks in schools statewide?
Most certainly. And I think at some point, the people that have had the vaccine, that have had COVID, that have been tested for antibodies, and they've got it in their system, I think there needs to be a division between those people and the people that are unvaccinated.
So people hearing a government official in an executive position talk about separating out, saying, all right, well, if you're unvaccinated, you need to be divided off from everyone else. And exactly what does that mean in what context? But immediately, a lot of people said this is very, very scary, a scary statement to come from a person in a position of power. Your thoughts?
The first thought that came to mind was the yellow star that people had to wear on their chest back during the war. And I made a quip about maybe developing a patch in the shape of the state in the yellow color so we could wear it in our chest, too. And, of course, that was supposed to be sarcastic. If what he said is in the context that I took it, it's wrong. And I've asked his office to give me a clarification on exactly what he meant. We'll see. But just off the cuff there, that's frightening.
Yeah. State Senator Mike Moon. Oh, did you have, I want to mention, you did post that you had been approached, I know this is totally off subject, but because Congressman Billy Long kicking off his Senate campaign and of course, who will replace him, who will run for that seat, and I know you made a posting regarding the fact that that's something that you are also considering.
I am, yes.
I didn't know if you wanted to elaborate. You don't have to. I just wanted to give you the opportunity since I have you here.
No, I'd be happy to. I was called probably a month or maybe more ago, and when they heard that Billy was thinking about the Senate, and they said, hey, your name's come up in conversation. Are you considering? And I said, well, I'm flattered that I'm being considered, but no. And so they called back some weeks later, and they said, hey, they're still talking about you and wondered if you are going to consider running for the open seat if it becomes open. And I said, well, honestly, I haven't been, but that began some conversations, particularly with my family and others. And so we are considering it. And the more I talk to people, the more it seems there's a lot of support out there. So we'll see. Okay. There's a lot of time between now and February filing date, so we'll see what happens between now and then.
State Senator Mike Moon, listen, as always, definitely appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Nick. Thank you.
You bet. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Don Carricker, IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. It's a very simple process. I know because I went through it myself. A lot of times, you have a friend who has a business or they're in a certain industry, and you get in the back door, right? You got a friend who's got a club. You don't have to wait in line. Friend who manages or owns a restaurant. You don't have to make a reservation. Like, oh, yeah, come in. Don't worry. We'll take care of you. So when I was ready for my home loan, I called up Don Carricker, and I was like, what do I do? And he's like, well, you go to IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. And I'm thinking to myself, Well, I mean, yeah, I guess I can. Stand in line with everyone else. But then what I realized is that IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com has been set up so that everyone has the best experience possible. That is the best experience. You go to IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, and there's all sorts of information there that can be helpful to you from the get-go. For your own personal home loan evaluation, what sort of home loan you qualify for, you are going to enter some basic information, and then somebody, Don or Alex, are going to get back with you and ask you for some additional info that they don't want you sending over the internet for security purposes. So they'll arrange either for you to drop it off or fax it over, some way that's more secure. And then they're going to get back with you and they're going to go over all your options. It's that easy. That portion of it, by the way, that doesn't cost you anything to learn all of that, to find out what your options are, to find out maybe how it is that you can improve your interest rates. Perhaps your credit score is right there on the line. And if you make a $50 payment on a credit card, drops your usage down by a percentage point, gets you down below 11 or 10%, all of a sudden your credit score goes up, and you can save yourself long-term incredible amounts of money. Honestly, that's what happened with me. And it all starts at IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com because you do. First Alert forecast sponsored by Hanson's Tree Service. Sunny, hot, 96 today. Heat index of 105, 72 tonight with a 30% chance of showers and storms. Chance of showers, storms tomorrow, high near 90. A chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday with a high of 85. It is 74 and it is sunny. Queen City Motors talk and text line. Somebody said, texted in, think about how the same people who are asking for vaccine passports or identification that you have had the vaccine are also a lot of the same people who are opposed to using an ID to vote. Doesn't that mean that vaccine identification are inherently racist? Well, if you're consistent, yes. Now, I think we all know the left is not. Their justifications that they oftentimes use for being against something goes away whenever that something applies to something they support. So in other words, needing an ID in order to vote is absolutely racist. It's Jim Crow 2.0, or what was it Joe Biden called it? Jim Eagle. But to need some sort of identification when it comes to your vaccine, to show you've been vaccinated, just to even go eat, well, all of a sudden that doesn't count, see, because they want you. That's something that they want to happen. Black Lives Matter is actually, in New York in particular, they are really pushing back on this. They are using social media to try as best as possible to really identify what de Blasio says is the inevitable vaccine passport requirement in order to mingle amongst citizens in society as being Jim Crow 2.0. And for those of you who are massively supportive of, or you know, against photo ID because you say requiring any sort of identification in order to participate in some sort of activity as Jim Crow. And in fact, Jim Crow laws are actually much more in line with vaccine passports than a photo ID to vote is. Jim Crow laws were laws that were put in place that made it difficult or impossible for black people to participate in society, to get their hair cut, to go to restaurants. That's what Jim Crow laws were. They were put in place to disproportionately impact the black community when it comes to whether or not they could participate in public life. And given that, the segment of our population that has the highest amount of unvaccinated people is the black population, it does run parallel to Jim Crow laws. They're Democrats. Democrats were responsible for Jim Crow laws before. They were responsible for segregation. They were responsible for the Klan. They were responsible for slavery. Democrats are allowed to do that stuff. And they're allowed to require a passport to participate in everyday life that disproportionately impacts black people because they're Democrats. And if you're black, you have to be one too, because as Joe Biden said, you ain't black if you don't support him. I wanted to share with you a posting that was on social media. And it comes after a one-star posting for an area small, you know, privately owned local restaurant, small business. And the reason that this individual gave a one-star was because they're a member of that Facebook group, Springfield Supports Masks, Businesses Who Do and Don't. I believe that was the Facebook page that was started by, or there was help in starting it by former Mayor Bob Stevens. Or that made the media, this Facebook page, and they were just relentlessly going after small business owners, doing what they could to shut them down. I think, if I remember right, Bob Stevens is actually up for he was one of the nominees. Springfield News Leader does this. What is it called? Mr. or Mrs. Springfield? You know that thing that they do where they have people vote? It's kind of a clickbait deal.
You know what? I have never heard of that.
You've never heard of that? Uh-uh. It's a big clickbait thing they do. They take the sort of, you know, the elite favorites, you know, like Crystal Quaid gets thrown in. It's usually a bunch of left-wingers. I think Edwards, the CEO of Cox, what a joke that is. I think he was up for one of them. I forget what it's called, but anyway, there are brackets, and you go on and you click to vote, and then they narrow it down. And I think Stevens was one of them because evidently, you know, creating Facebook pages to harass small businesses qualifies you for being one of the finest in Springfield. So this person posted one star, and it was because they went into this restaurant and the people weren't wearing masks. Employees weren't. There is a Facebook page titled Eat Springfield Mo's Springfield Restaurants, and it's very positive, where they're posting about, you know, the incredible dining experiences in Springfield, and oh, I ordered this, it was wonderful. It's always very positive. Every posting I've ever seen is positive. So the owner of the restaurant that this person is seeking to destroy with one-star rating because the employees didn't wear masks, he responded to it with the following. This one hurt. Our restaurant is breaking zero laws. We have been told repeatedly that we can take our masks off after being vaccinated. For a long time after the mask mandate was lifted, all of us still wore a mask. When almost all of our staff finally became vaccinated, it was then that our staff started to become more comfortable taking off masks. Working in 95-plus degree weather inside a tight kitchen with masks on is incredibly difficult. That advertisement on Google was not something that I did, and I'm not sure if I can even edit it. A lot of things on Google Yelp I have zero control over. Sometimes our store hours even get changed without my approval. What he's referencing there is the person claimed that the Google ad said that the employees wore masks, and he's like, I don't have any control over that. He went on to say, the point is, I'm begging customers not to post one-star reviews for small businesses over things like this. It takes a lot of work to build up positive reviews, and one negative review really tanks our score. Bad service, bad food, breaking the law, etc. I get it. Completely fair game. But this one hit me a little hard. It just really sucks when I have worked really hard to take some of the highest safety precautions in the industry and then meet this review. These reviews can really hurt businesses that are already struggling and stressing through these uncertain times. I'm sharing and ranting mostly for awareness. Sorry, this is a little out of line, but it hurts. I hope customers always consider thinking twice prior to posting negative reviews with other businesses. At least contact us first for clarification and give us a chance to reply and or make it right. I take several 5-star reviews to balance out, or it takes rather, several 5-star reviews to balance out a 1-star review with my rating system. Now, this is what, I mean, here you have a small business owner who went above and beyond what was required regarding mask mandates. And you have some little busybody that has nothing better to do than to try and destroy a small business in which many people rely on for income. This was the real problem I had with this group when it first came out, is this seek and destroy attitude that they had. And as if restaurants aren't dealing with enough, And you have these people, it drives me nuts, these elite, smug people that do not care who they destroy. All because something wasn't to their personal, perfect preference. You got probably single moms working at this sort of establishment. I don't know what restaurant it is. It didn't say in the posting. Just this meanness, this divisiveness, this turning citizens against one another. That some of these, and I'm sure this is the sort of person that probably is out there claiming that vaccinations are the answer to everything, and here is a restaurant in which everyone was vaccinated. So they took off their masks, and this person tries to destroy their ratings, to hurt their business for doing what they have been told to do. Get vaccinated, and everything will be just fine. Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed. Now, we did find out the restaurant. Should we say it so people can go try and counter the artificial one-star review?
I mean, you know what? Why not?
Well, my first thought on it was perhaps this individual doesn't want unwanted attention. Talking about a local restaurant owner who somebody went online, gave him a one-star review because they were mad because even though the employees have been all vaccinated, they weren't wearing masks. You know, we're all told get vaccinated. That's the answer for everything. You know, it's fantastic. And so somebody goes, and they're part of a Facebook group that this is what they do. They go around trying to destroy local businesses. They ream on them for not wearing, you know, not doing whatever they want them to do regarding COVID. Even though they're following all of the rules and regulations, broken no laws at all, following recommendations. It wasn't hard to figure out what restaurant he owned because he made the posting, and then you can look on his. So, you know, so I figure, well, it's no secret. And then I think I don't like telling people, oh, go give reviews if they're, you know, they're fake reviews. But the one-star review that this person gave wasn't based on anything that was legitimate. It didn't have anything to do with food, didn't have anything to do with service, didn't have anything to, they weren't breaking any laws. And so, you know, you can counter it because it does make a big difference. You got employees, this is their livelihood. And people, they check out reviews, and as he mentioned, one star, it takes a lot of five-star reviews to offset one star. So Thai Express is the restaurant. If you've ever been there, or you just want to support a business that's under attack, needlessly, by somebody who is trying to do harm to the business and the livelihood of the owner of the business and those employees, then is it under Google reviews or Yelp? Where is it?
So it's under Google reviews.
All right, it's Thai Express. So I recommend. Can we get a link or something? Is that too?
We can. I put a review, but you know what? I also love Thai Express.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It is fantastic.
I haven't been there in a bit, but
oh, it's so good.
It is really, really good. I agree with you on that. So do it if you want. You don't have to, but it would be a nice show of support for somebody that I'm telling you, I would not for anything. I just can't. I think people who own business or own restaurants are nuts. They're out of their minds. And I have friends that have either owned restaurants or that currently own restaurants. There's something a little off. You're never, ever, 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 ever not working. Ever. And it is hard work. And yet right now with everything that's been going on and you're fighting against regulations, you're fighting against the government enticing people not to go to work by giving them extra money. That's a thing that they've been fighting. It's just one thing after another. And then you have to deal with this, some smug elitist. We're not talking about somebody that said, hey, you know, I thought you all would be wearing masks because Google said that you would, and you're not. You know, you really should check that out. I understand you can't control. Nothing reasonable like that. Nope. Get online and destroy them. You got to deal with that in addition to it. So if you want to counter that sort of hatefulness and elitism, Where's the link if people want to go do a 5-star review? And I recommend go eat there. It's a great. It is great. I love it. Thai Express. It's fantastic. What's the exact address?
It is 948 South Glenstone Avenue.
I didn't know the exact address. I know how to get there, but I don't know the exact address. So Thai Express, you want to leave a review? I go in there and tell them. Tell them you heard how that they're you a friend. I'm your friend, right? Sarah's your friend. We told you they're a fantastic place. It's a great part of Springfield. They do a fantastic job. We're glad they're here and thank them for it. And the workers for working in a kitchen that's 95 plus degree. And then they have to deal with this sort of thing. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. All Our Building Company, OLLER, looking to have a new home build. Just All Our Building Company. These are the folks who do it. It can be intimidating. Maybe you thought, I'd love to build a new home. I got a piece of land, want to buy some land, but I don't even know where to start. All Our Building Company, these are the folks to team up with. They walk you through it, make the process easy. They design it, you customize it. All their contact info and more you can find under Nick's endorsements at ksgf.com. This is a very exciting story. Tomorrow and Saturday, Wendy's is giving out free breakfast. How about them apples?
I knew you would be really excited.
I love me some Wendy's. So the details here, they're just doing it because it's Friday the 13th tomorrow. This didn't register. So the fast food chain is, quote, bringing positive vibes to everyone's morning in light of Friday the 13th by giving customers a free sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, or a bacon, egg, Swiss croissant. No purchase is necessary. Visit a participating Wendy's during breakfast hours, 6:30 to 10:30 for a free sandwich tomorrow or Saturday. Of course, I'd recommend you do it on Saturday because tomorrow you're going to come out and have breakfast with us at Scramblers on Republic Road and National, our Friday Roadshow sponsored by Queen City Motors. Hey, by the way, just in case you were wondering, if you are a big Batman and Robin fan, in the latest installment of Batman Urban Legends, Robin comes out as bisexual. So now they've taken that. All right, we got Author of the Week sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, just south of Kearney. Coming up in the next hour, news in 60 seconds. I'm Nick Reed.